Our reflection for Easter, the seventh Sunday, is on John the 17th chapter, verses 20 through 26. A lot of people are searching for God. Oh, some have given up the search, and some have decided it is not worth the time to search for God. I often get the feeling that behind this searching for God that people do is the thought that maybe they'll find out that they are like God. The Holy Scripture suggests that very thought in the first few chapters. Good old Adam, he is encouraged to do just what he wants, and he does it. Eve is as easily swayed. Rather than listen to God's voice, the two of them decide to listen to the voice they would like to hear. And after all, what would be better than to be like God? Go to the tree, eat and be free. But it didn't work. Perhaps they learned more about God than they ever hoped they would. Now, our text from John, where Jesus is praying for the people, praying for us, we sometimes forget how he prayed for us and how he cares for us. But he did, and he does. And then, in the text, he speaks of his relationship with the Father, which is so close, so intimate. Well, they're united. They're of one will. And his will for the children of faith, for you and for I, that we may be one, united in mission, united in union, united in Christ with God. Oh, that's how we know God. When we come to know Jesus, God's Son.